Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's Thursday already. My name's Sean Holmberg. Hi there. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. We are off and running. Thursday morning, get Eric out in that van, standing out in this glorious morning weather, and tell you exactly where you can go to help out with the Operation Hydration. That's up in just a few seconds.
Keep them moist.
Talking about yesterday, I went over, a while ago, I went to that Diamondback Billiards place to get some pool balls, and ended up buying one of those goddamn sit-down, awesome, old-school video game machines. And it's, you know, the one, it used to be a Pizza Hut.
Tabletops,
yeah. Like, you know, if this was 1986 in Port Coppolis, you'd have two of them sitting there by the front door. They're just, every restaurant had a couple of these things. And I thought, this would be a fun little distraction, occasionally, at the house. It's got 1,100 games in it. And we didn't want it. And we walked by, and the guy's like, you look at that. And it's got the, like, tie high-ender. And like, that's really cool. What is it? What games are on there? Like Pac-Man and Centipede, because it's got the ball. And he goes, there's 1,100 games on there. And I said, I want it now. And so it showed up yesterday. Man, I was 11 again. And 3 hours passed in like 4 minutes. It was an unbelievable. I was playing games I've never heard of. The cool thing is, in the 1,100 games on these video game things, you get all the good ones. You get all the basics, the throwbacks. All of them are in there. And then, like, there's some Japnicks. I was going to say Jap-nicked games. Boy, that almost sounded terrible. I went with the English version of Nickin' stuff, and boy, oh boy, Brett Festley's presence nearly screwed that whole thing up. Some Jap games that are nicked from the originals, but they're basically like...
Modified.
They're not modified. It's kind of the same thing, that's just they change colors.
Don't have the same name.
Zigzag. Galactic Space Muncher, which is Pac-Man. And I'm dying laughing at some of these Japanese names, and I play them in the Japanese games are like... the same thing, just a few of them. So like one in every 10, 20 games is some weird Japanese game I've never heard of. And we played, Megan and I played for like an hour, a game called Disco Party 1 or 2 or something like that, where it's just these girls just frantically dancing, and you run around and make squares around them with these lines. And there's a dude called the Line Eraser behind. It's like a cocaine game, like you're dropping
cocaine. The Asians are all hopped up on something.
It was insane.
They had some of those at that game convention we went to.
It's craziness. They're every game is like seizure-driven nightmares. Yeah. And I told Megan, we got to stop this. We got to go do something with our bodies and eyes. Because we're too old. This is seizures. We're going to have seizures from this. Stupidest thing I've ever purchased, but it's already paid itself off. In 3 hours of amazing entertainment I couldn't get anywhere. I felt like I was in a Pizza Hut in 1985, just having the time of my life after a Little League game. It's great. Goddamn toy stores. I'm like Tom Hanks in Big every time I wander into like Diamondback Billiards or one of those toy places that's got all the cool high-ends. I'm like, damn it. I'll take it.
Galactic Muncher.
That's it. The Galactic Muncher. Except for that's different. Galactic Muncher's on there. Maybe I'm confusing the game name, okay. But Galactic Muncher's on there. And then there's another one called, like, Space Lord Food Getter or something. It's like one of those Japanese Happy Fun Ball names. Oh, hours of fun.
You got that little cube you have to put on your TV, but it's got, you know, it's still not the, there's a little bit with the joystick catching, delaying every once in a while in some of those games. But the variations of, like, Frogger. Oh,
Frogger's on there. Yeah, I got that.
But they have 100 knockoff games that are similar.
Yeah, they do that. I want the like legit real ones. Like that was cool about the Nintendo thing. It had a lot of them, but you had to. This thing's just a button away. Too many games. It's got everything. It's crazy. Dig Dug. I played Dig Dug for 45 minutes yesterday. I was cussing and screaming. Centipede pisses me off. 25, 30 years later, I get just as pissed off at Centipede today as I did back when I stopped playing Centipede. That goddamn spider.
Graduate to Millipede?
I did not play Millipede because I was about to throw a glass at Centipede. Yeah, I think that's probably why a lot of restaurants stopped having those in there is because people were breaking stuff. Oh, it's frustrating.
There was a lot thicker of slamming. Tabletop.
Oh, I got a thick top, but your cup is going to move across the room and Centipede. You get into that fifth level and you're about done. Oh, it's frustrating. Anyway, so I'm ready to go home and have seizures. I'm not sure my left eye works the same as it ever has because... It's not for the adult face. I don't know how we all didn't have seizures when we were young. It's great. And then, you know, you could do that. Avoid the heat by finding games to play in your house. Or you can do what this guy did, which I think is awesome. He was basically babysitting a couple kids over at Golfland. Nice. He saw a lady he liked. You're going to have to, you know, he's 22. Wander around and say, there's a lady I like. Kids are just fine in the lazy river. Went over to the lady and, what's the best move at Kitty Fun Park Golfland Sunsplash? Why don't you take a look at my jig? And he pulls that thing out, shows the lady his Johnson.
This is inappropriate.
Where are they going to carve out time for that?
7 and 9 year old kid he's watching, and the lady reports him. Alexander Xavier Williams, supposed to be watching the kids, but he decided to show his genitals and start pulling on him in front of a lady he liked at the golf land. He pulled his shirt down after she said, this is not happening, and he just ran out of the water park and left the kids behind.
It had to have been the heat.
He was arrested and confessed later. Yeah, I probably should have hung out with those kids a little bit better, but what are you going to do? That lady was hot. Pretty smoking deal there, though. That golf land will get out of hand. Sometimes you do the golf land thing and you think to yourself, well, if I'm not going to get laid here, I'm not going to get laid anywhere. Everybody's lost their mind.
Going by yesterday, you know, the couple of stairs up to the big slide, and it's lined up. And I couldn't, I'm like, how does that work? You're holding that big yellow mask, 120.
Oh, when we used to go there, it didn't bother us at all. My friends and I used to go to Golfland Sunsplash when we were in junior high. I think about it every time I've driven by that since.
Like, so the raft doesn't get too hot because it.
Of course it does. It burns your hands off.
You're a kid. You don't care.
Yeah, we would stand there. My friend John and I would run up in there, and we thought we were hilarious because we'd just run past people going, I'm a doctor. Just thought we're 2 7th and 8th graders. And people would be like, what are you doing? Just because we didn't want to stand on those hot stairs with those. And they're slippery. Well, they probably changed that since.
And it wasn't moving.
No. And you just stand and wait. And then some dickhead always is like, I'll clog the slide. And you have one big friend that would go ahead and put his feet up on the sides and they'd stop it. And you'd see how many people you could pile into a bunch and then shoot everybody out. And there's always a girl who's scared that, and rightfully so, that she's going to have her neck broken on the pile of people that come shooting out together at the end. Which
not
is
not the best idea. No,
we were all stupid, but that's why that line clogs up, is because, all right, guys are going to do this. We'd stand in that 115 degrees, smoke our hands off, our feet, burn. Didn't matter. Did not matter. I drive ever since I've been old enough to drive. I've driven by Golfland and gone, what was I thinking? Why would I ever do that? And the stair workout alone was unbelievable. Yeah, but there, look, anything to get out of the heat. But exposing yourself at that thing was not. No one ever did that while I was there, as far as I know.
They didn't report it.
Used to be a little classier about it. Used to be a little bit, you know, if your dick was out at the Golfland Sunsplash, you showed a little decorum and you did it over in an appropriate designated area for dicks out for Golfland. Dicks out for Golfland. That's what I say. I've said that for years. That place is just ready for, I hate to say this, I don't want to jinx it, but just ready for something catastrophic. I'm sure they do the best job they can, but there's no way you can stop a bunch of 8th graders from ruining the fun. We should have had spinal injury after spinal injury when, you know, one kid would get to stop in that that tube. And he'd find the dry spots up high and put his hands on. And you could see his little shadow. Somebody stopped. And you'd see the next guy come up. And, I mean, at breakneck speeds, just slam into his back. Scoot down just a little more. Next person come. Pound. Try to get like 6 or 7 people. Everybody's getting kicked in the spine. And then they all shot out of the tube at the end like they were going to. It's crazy. And I know they say, we don't allow that. It happens. You can't stop idiots.
Up the circulation of the water in the tube. Yeah, they try to do it's amazing. It's been around for a while. You hear every once in a while.
Well, the ones that get too far and gone and they have a turn the kid shoots off of and he's, you know, then he's in the North Carolina woods and he didn't expect that. It's crazy. But if something happens to you from like junior high, early high school, into college and beyond where you start to see the danger before the fun of water slides. Well, this just doesn't look safe. But I've ridden it 100 times as a kid. I guess it's because you're bigger and you feel like your weight is going to push you off. But we did everything. We were nuts. 300 degrees. You got to do that. And then, Brady, I wanted your opinion on this one because it's a 7-year-old boy. A 7-year-old boy was charged for urinating from the second floor of his house onto the neighbor's grilling. He's had a couple steaks out on the grill, and the kid decided it would be hilarious. Probably an apartment complex, I'm guessing how this works. He pissed from the his balcony onto the grill down below, a couple of steaks the guy had, in Lexington Park, Maryland. The investigation said the boy urinated from the roof, actually, of his home onto the victim's grill. So it must have been close homes. And was pissing all over. And they have cameras, surveillance footage of the boy doing it. They ran. The parents are like, please, he's seven. He thought this would be a good idea. We don't know how he even got on the roof. Please don't do anything. And the guy's like, no. And I picture him to be a guy shaped and looks like you. Because,
no, your boy's going to jail.
That's why you're
asking. And yeah, I wanted to know if Brady would prosecute a seven-year-old boy for pissing on his food.
I would not.
You would not prosecute a seven-year-old boy.
Steaks. You clean the grill. And
what?
If it's not cleanable, you got to replace the grill.
Well, this guy had a different opinion. You know. And I think then it's me. I would definitely. I would. Dead kid's going to jail for me.
There's a little neighbor racism.
Now he's black, Brady.
Oh, well, now that changes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's pissing off the roof onto the guy's steaks. And the dude's like, no, screw it. And press charge. $1,000 fine.
It's kind of funny, but.
It's impressive aim.
You know.
It's amazing, yeah. But he's a black kid, so he's probably just a few inches away from the stakes from the roof.
But he needs to learn the lesson.
Well, that's where he is.
He's on the roof. He's just an inch or two away if he hangs out.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to get on there and learn the lesson by cleaning the grill. I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd throw him in jail. I thought for
sure. And you can't do that next time. You know, you do something like that, you potentially can go to jail.
Next time, you can go potentially the first time.
First offender.
First offender pissing on my food is going to jail. I'm sending his ass to the pokey. $1,000 fine. The guy just decided to go out and grill a couple steaks for the family, you know? He's having a nice night.
He's off the edge.
Jackass.
It's like adjoining townhouses.
He's pissing off the edge of his... onto the neighbor's steaks. Come on. Look how big he is. You put that kid in jail. You put him where he belongs. He's not... What? Is that his... Doofus? Did I just see that kid?
No. That can't be on the news,
please,
right?
Tell me that was a belt.
I thought that was a belt, too.
If that's a seven-year-old, I'm going to go home and hang myself. Because he's doing enough hanging for everybody. Is there sound? No. He's just pissing off the roof onto the guy's stakes. And the guy's like, no, you're going to jail. He is. And you've got to put that kid in jail, Brad. You can't first time. He'll be in the backyard cleaning your grill laughing
the
whole
time. He's got one shoe on.
He was doing it to get you.
Oh, he was doing it on purpose.
That's what I'm saying. I know it was on purpose. Yeah. His lesson is in jail. His lesson is not cleaning your grill. He'll giggle and go, I'm going to piss on it again.
He's not going to do any jail. He'd go to a...
Whatever. Whatever kid jail is, Brady.
Juvie.
Whatever. Is that jail? That's jail for kids. That counts. Piss off my roof. That's a bad start to life, son.
It's a bad start if your neighbor can pee on your grill.
First off, you're in a terrible neighborhood if your neighbor can reach your grill with urine from his roof. My old man tried next door. That would be a pretty hell. I'd be more impressed that he shot that over across the cul-de-sac. But still. Come on.
You pour beer on your steak sometimes.
You would give a talking to and you're going to clean my Traeger. All right. That's easy. I thought he was going to send my ass to jail. I didn't know you was
video. Depends on which one he went on. Yeah, the Traeger or the...
You went to AJ's and you got yourself a couple of fillets.
Again, they're replacing the steaks.
Man.
Cleaning the grill. If it can't be cleaned, they're buying
Listen
a new grill.
Listen to Mario.
Buy me a new grill, maybe. I go with that. You're buying me a new grill. I'm not ever using piss grill again. This is your grill now.
No amount of fire can get rid of it.
But Brady,
piss.
They live next door to you in a house that they can piss on your food from their roof. I bet you they don't have grill money. I bet you they don't have... AJ steak money.
So the $1,000 fine that they're at.
City taking out of dad's wages. It's going to them. It's
yeah,
not going
I'd
to
rather.
You want to keep their money. I agree with
I'd
that.
I'd rather have the $1,000 to replace
you.
The
I'd rather
grilling.
See that kid rot behind bars for the rest
Dexter
of his adolescence.
Says, John, you know this isn't the first time.
Exactly. He was comfortable. He knew the route. He knew when the guy was grilling. He knew he could make it. So he's been
pissing. Steaks are great.
He's been pissing on that dude's grill without steaks for a while practicing. Next time Mr. Johansson's on there, I'm pissing on his food. I hate that old man.
John, I gotta say, black, yellow, purple, green, you pee on my food, I pee on your mama.
That's a good idea.
Excuse me, miss.
And not to, you know, I'm a bigot, not a racist, so I can say these types of things. I'm pretty sure you don't have to deal with a dad to fight or anything in that house, as bad as that neighborhood looked and everything going that south. So you can go over there and just deal with the mother. you're not going to have to fight. So maybe you have to fight that kid and his 7-inch dork that hangs out of his 7-year-old pants. He's got an inch for every year. He's like an oak.
Three things. First, you're going to have to eat the steak.
Yeah, you make him eat the steak. That's not bad.
Yeah, I like that
one. I like that. And you go to jail. And afterwards, I still, I go, you know what? This isn't enough for me. I need to see you rot. Pissing on food from the roof. That kid's got no hope for the future. It's a great story for him later. Then old man Bogan just made me clean his grill. We pissed on that thing every day, dumb old man.
You're going to clean it? And you're going to buy me another steak?
I'm going to piss on that steak too, dumbass. You think I'm going to buy you food and bring it to you clean?
John, wouldn't you make the kid eat the steak as
well? Yeah, that's a good one. Brady just said that. Yeah,
no,
that's good. Thanks for paying attention. Follow along. Follow the bouncing ball.
They should make Alcatraz into like a juvie now. That'd be cool.
That's a good idea.
You want to scare the piss out of kids? Send them to an island like that.
It's not a bad idea at all.
This is where Al Capone stayed.
Brady would just want to... He just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't work unless...
Well, unless they're, like, movie nuts.
Yeah, who's...
I don't think they're going to follow along too much with the Al Capone story. Oh, not Al Capone. 1920s, 30s, gangsta Al Capone died of syphilis, you know. How does this little boy know this? He seems to be a fan.
Well, you could tell him the story. That's where they learned.
Yeah. Which cell was he in? Man, that's cool. All right, this is backfiring. He's a big fan. Yeah, so... Brady would evidently coddle him with kindness, and I would definitely try to chain him to something and send him away for years and years.
Screw you, Brady. Electric chair.
Yeah, all right. I'm not... I piss on that while it's running. I'm fine with that.
LaDaren?
Yeah, I might grab him by his little shirt, pull him to my face and go, "You like pissing, boy? I'm going to watch you piss when volts of electricity go through your head till you are dead and your body releases all of its liquids. You're not going to make it through this." Yeah, you don't piss on somebody's grill. Well, now you know, Gilbert. If you piss on Brady's grill, the punishment is a nice cleaning.
It's going to be expensive. You'll be replacing the grill.
Maybe. I don't think you're going to enforce that. That's a tough one to enforce. You, the judges. So you're going to have to go to court for that one.
I think you
can
probably
ask.
Could. Yeah.
You go to court for
either
it.
That or...
If you're going to go to court...
Or you're going to go to jail. Your choice.
You're going to court for either. Put him in jail, Brady. Get some satisfaction of it. You can buy a new grill. You can clean your grill. If you're going to sit and spend time paying lawyers to try to get a new grill and you might lose, just put his ass in jail.
Well, that's not even going to court. You have a choice. I'll call the police. I'll get them involved.
Right. Or you go buy me a new grill.
Yep.
I can't afford no grill. Then you'd put him in jail. So you would put him in jail if he didn't
abide. If they're not going to do anything about it.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
But it all could go away on these three steps.
I have my eyes on this nice beauty char grill over here.
Urine hanger steak. Enjoy dining on that.
And you know what's going to happen a week later? You're going to go out there with your little platter of prepared meats that you've been aging and curing. Open up that grill, and there's going to be a big pile of shit in the middle of the grill. No proof, no cameras, no
LaDaren?
Nope, you wouldn't know.
Let's be honest. A little pee doesn't ruin the grill.
Neighbor pee does.
Yeah. You can pour alcohol, burn it out.
Nah, I'm not interested in that. You go ahead and eat your hillbilly neighbor piss steaks. I'm
you can wash
that. I draw lines.
If you
I
make a
lines.
Dish with alcohol in it.
I don't think there's enough Jameson to burn that.
Oh, you can burn
out.
Piss off, but it's just the act of being pissed
What's
on.
That's
the
idea.
No. It's Calvin and Hobbes on my steaks. I'm not interested in that. You're going to jail for that.
Clean your grill real nice.
I can clean it. I'm fine with that. I don't even know that I'd need a new grill, but that kid's going to rot behind bars. And I'm going to go to every meeting I can to make sure that he knows that I'm going to send him to jail for... I'm going to have my eyes on him forever.
John, this is the exact reason why every time I go to the park and I see so many people using those park grills...
I'll never get it.
Never use the grill at the park.
I'll never understand
it. That's why you put... If you are down to that, that's why you have the aluminum foil.
What you said was the most important part of that.
That was the most telling.
No, Brady, if you're down to that... You just basically look down
well,
on an entire...
Well, sometimes you go to a birthday party
Brady,
that has
stop
the
it.
Pavilion.
You said it already.
The hot
buy
dogs.
Too late.
Buy
you said
the
it
$5
already.
Box at Walmart and
you said it already.
That.
If you're down to that, which means if you've stooped so low in life, you're using a park grill. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Aluminum foil, the top grid.
Hang yourself. You're using a park grill. I understand what you said earlier.
If your life has gotten so bad that you're using a park grill...
I'm with you. Totally agree on that one.
Sorry to see you're down to this.
Oh, you're down to this. You got like 12 loads of aluminum foil. Yuck.
I've seen that retarded kid I lived down the street from Brian. We used to dare him to poop in those. And all. It didn't take much. And he was squatting on one when we got the boys from one of the neighbors who was down to that. What? They told me. And we'd scatter like roaches, and Brian would have to pull his pants up because he was ready to deuce in those grills. Let the sun rot it, and then it turns into like white powder. And then the next day comes and goes, somebody left their charcoal on top. And he hits it with a little spatula because he's, quote, down to that.
I was down to it last year.
You did park grilling?
Yep.
Where?
When we went to, what's the year before, Kelly's Island, when we went to Lake Erie. Oh. And the
that's
resort that we were staying at had a little pavilion with that.
Stop it, Brady. Resort we were grilling at. We're talking about city parks.
I mean, that's down.
That's down for you. But is there a grill you won't walk past and try to use? City parks. Yeah. City parks.
You're sitting there with your pop collar.
Yeah.
My God. Are we down to this?
Daddy!
Our cabana grill is outdoors. This is
The guy who cooked it did a good job.
Your chef? Yeah. He's a fantastic outdoor griller.
He taught me the aluminum foil.
Well, there you go. You know that 3 out of 4 members of the Morning Sickness will throw your ass in jail for urinating on our food. Brady will just make you clean it and buy him a new steak. Oh, I would. Every day of my life, if my neighbor ever pulled that kid would be wrapped in barbed wire one day and nobody would figure out why. I would beat the tar out of him every chance, every time no one's looking.
Again, it's a little more than cleaning.
Just a little elbow?
It's replacing the grill.
Little elbow.
Or I'm throwing the book at
him. His parents are going to get visited by CPS all the time because he's constantly going to look abused. And he's going to say, my neighbors do it. My neighbor's like, please, you're ridiculous. His mother beats the tar. I might have that whole family thrown into all sorts of service.
Son, I'm calling Chief Running Water.
Oh, mom would be in jail for beating her kid and she never touched him. Kid would be in jail for, I would destroy that family. Little bastards. And they knew it too, or there wouldn't have been a camera on him. And he thought it was funny. I gotta say, though, I hope
it looks like the neighbor that was filming it was talking to him.
I hope to Christ that was a belt. Because if that's a 7-year-old's dork, I got no hope.
If the news missed that blur.
Well, they just assumed it wasn't. Right. He's 7.
They missed it. They're like, that's a belt.
That's a belt. No 7-year-old's carrying
for
that, right?
The review.
No way a newsman wants to admit that that's a 7-year-old. Good Christ. It was down to his... That was mid-thigh.
He's got a Mamba.
Mid-thigh.
If he was wearing Ian shorts, it would have come out another 4 inches at the bottom of those little babies. Let's find out where Eric's going and get a wake-up song. 602-260-9800. A good one. Start off our glorious Thursday. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
From the new AZUnit.com studio, this is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.